Father. Father, we come to you thanking, rejoicing in the wondrous and beautiful name of Jesus. We're so grateful for the grace of God. So thankful for the blood of the Lamb. So thankful for this friend who sticketh closer than a brother. So thankful, Lord, for the lover of our hearts. Lord, we're so grateful for the I Am. And thank you that we know that the I Am loves us. And Lord, we're here to rejoice today in the love of God. Lord, thankful for the vessels that are here bestowing the glory of the Lord. Lord, we know it's not of us. It's only of you and your magnificent grace. Lord, you're leading us on. You're bringing us into that fullness, all the fullness of God. And Lord, we're so thankful, Lord. Help us not to draw back in any unbelief today. If any are visiting this day, Lord God, let them just see the love of God. Help them not to see people. Help us not to see one another. But Lord, Christ in us. Hallelujah. Christ in us, Lord. Thank you. That's what's going to win you, Lord Jesus. That life, that power, that might, that faith, that grace, that joy, that rest. And we're so thankful again for the promises of God. They're yea and amen. We rest in them. We rest in you. We're thankful, so thankful and grateful. Lord, you've called and chosen. We're grateful to you. May we magnify you and you alone. We give you the praise and honor and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise be to God. If you'd turn and open your Bibles with me today, we're going to John chapter 4. It's John chapter 4. And today we're going to a familiar portion of Scripture concerning that sweet Samaritan woman by the well. The Samaritans, you know, the band of pagan outcasts, the misfits, the lowlifes, whom the Jew would have nothing to do with. Those same lowlifes that have the heart of God today, the same lowlifes that he's searching for today, the same bunch of outcasts that I'm looking at today. Be thankful that you're not treasured by this world. Really. What's highly esteemed among men? Beware. Beware. Huh? Come on now. And Jesus goes on to testify to her in this precious section of Scripture here. That he is the water. He is the water. And if she drinks from him, she'll never thirst. Goes on to tell her about her five husbands. I like that. Poor thing. But she received the grace of God, didn't she? Are you receiving the grace of God when the Lord opens up things in your life? What do you think? Come on, he knows you. You're standing naked before him. He knows you better than yourself. And he said that to her so sweetly. Oh, honey, your five husbands. But she received the grace and she came back in that 39th verse of this chapter. And she said, you know, to all of them, this man, he told me all that I ever did. I love that. All that I ever did. See, there's nothing hidden from him, right? And it goes on to say that her fellow Samaritans, they believed because of her testimony. Isn't that marvelous and mighty? Because of the testimony of this woman. Because it was real to her, see? It hit. It hit home. She knew this indeed's the Christ. Amen. And that testimony flowed through. But we're going to pick it up here in the 40th verse. And this will be our text today here in these next few verses. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, this is after she had testified, they'd heard what's been going on, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, this is the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. We heard him. We heard him ourselves. And my heart just exploded. There was something completely different I thought the Lord was leading in this fourth chapter. I think that might be for next week. But you know what? With the Lord, you just show up. It's so wonderful, son, this is mine. Just be a mouthpiece by God's grace. I'll give the people, I'll give you, son, what you need. So there we were in that hotel room, and I began to smile. My wife shook her head, and I said, oh, he's taking me somewhere else. Got to go with him. Well, I want to go with him by his grace. But I was thinking how precious and how appropriate it is for church camp. We have heard him for ourselves. And not just for church camp, it's vital to every single life here today. Have you heard him for yourself? See, it brings back a lot of sweet memories to my life over the years, growing up in this meeting. All the testimonies that I heard of the miracles, the healings. People one by one would get up. All the things that would be said. So precious and amazing. Almost like being there myself. Such a blessing to my soul. But no matter how many visions of someone else or their experiences or their healings, no matter how wonderful they are, they need to become my own. They need to become my own. And I guess really what the Lord encouraged my heart today was to proclaim, it's time we go down to the Jordan. It is. It's time we reach out, you, and touch the hem of his garment. He's calling to you, Zacchaeus, come down. Huh? Are you tired of seeing him afar off? Just sometimes because we sit in the front pews. And sometimes we sit in the back pews. Are we still afar off looking at him? I want the mantle. How about you? I want that anointing in my life. God's calling to each and every one of us out here today. I'm telling you, come and get that anointing. You don't need to be as the sons of the prophet out there looking at what was going on. Ask him, Lord, give me the heart of an Elisha. I like that, brother. He was selfish in the Lord. You know what? I don't want just what Elijah's got. I want a double portion. I love that. Remind me of Deion Sanders. I don't remember if you remember that old commercial when Jimmy Johnson was giving him that contract. He's a great football player. He says, well, we can give you, I think it was like $10 million in a contract, or we can give you $10 million as a sign-in bonus. What do you want? He said, both. Now, we can laugh at that, and we can think it's funny, and it pretty was. But you know what? I think that man was serious. And I know that Elijah was a serious man. He saw what that brother had. And he didn't want to stand afar off and say, oh, I'm going to just kind of grovel in my sadness and wish I had. I'm going on and say, I'm glad I did. And I'm going to take it. By God's grace, because his grace empowers, his grace is calling, his grace is chosen. Just be who you are in Christ. Christ is in you. Christ is in you. You've accepted him as your Savior. He lives in you. You have that life. My goodness, you have that life. And I'm so thankful that he calls us today to go ahead and touch me. The veil was rent in twain for you. It was. You have to see by God's grace that it was for you. That it's yours. That if you were the only one, and in a sense when God deals with you, you are the only one. It's so amazing and wonderful how God deals with us. But you need to see that that veil was rent in twain for you. He saw this place and time. He saw the need that you would have today. And the need is all the same for us. It's him. The veil was rent in twain. The Holy of Holies is open for you. There's no need of a high priest because the high priest has entered into heaven. Praise God. And is seated at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. We're so thankful for him. He's our advocate. Now I think in this, how many years went by, I did so enjoy the magnificent testimony of faith and love of so many of the wondrous saints that God encouraged in my life, and one so sweetly that I can, well, there's so many, but I'll speak a little bit of Brother Hill today. And so grateful of the absolute confidence that God put in that vessel in the grace of God. Just absolute confidence in the grace of God. Unwavering, unwavering believing that, Lord, you love me. Romans 8 is real. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. I'm safe. I rest in that. And now I can grow in grace and in the knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord used him so mightily in so many different ways, so many different sermons, so many little talks, little things he said, listening to him to say things to different people. But maybe, maybe the greatest thing that the Lord ever did in a sense with Brother Hill's life and my life was taking him home. Yeah. You know, sometimes you want something so bad. You're so encouraged by something so much. But God has to show you that He's the only one that can fill that place. And what He does is He'll take things away. But if you're willing, He'll give you a double portion. And I think about how maybe in my life I was leaning a little bit upon a man. Leaning a little bit upon, well, that word will be there. Now, it is the word. Don't get me wrong. And the word of God tells us that we do need a teacher and we do need a preacher. Amen. He chose through the foolishness of preaching. By God's grace, I'm doing it every Sunday. Hope to do it every day. But it had to be mine. It had to be mine and mine alone. I had to hear it for myself. And all I can say is how magnificent God came in and made it mine. He made it mine. See, faith doesn't come through anybody else. Except one. It comes directly through Christ Jesus to me. Through Christ Jesus to you. And I felt so much like a Joshua at that time. And I remember sitting there in that airport in Mexico. I always tease with my wife, well, maybe, you know, when the enemy starts twisting it a little bit hard on me, I say, oh, maybe I should have just kept going more south, honey. But there I was in that airport. Didn't really know exactly what was going to be, but I knew God was in it. And Brother Hill had gone to be with the Lord, and the Lord had called me to be a pastor. My goodness. And I remember opening up that Bible, and that Bible fell open to Joshua chapter 1. And I just started reading and rejoicing and saying, thank you, Lord, that your word is alive for me today. You're feeding me. You're strengthening me. And so clearly I could hear, Moses, my servant, is dead. And so clearly I heard him say, arise. Arise. It's time to go on now, son. I'm going to take you into something that you haven't ever been to. It's time to arise. Now, that's going back to this precious scripture. We've heard him for ourselves. Now, I'm thinking of camp this week. And I'm thinking of these young people. And I'm thinking that God encourage us today to hear him for ourselves. If the Lord give us time and we go up to camp, God help us to expect from you. Amen. Young people today that are going to go up there, I encourage you, when you go up there, and how about middle age and old age and anybody taking breath here today? And how about today? Go up there expecting from God. Do you know in the Word of God he tells you to ask? It's so amazing to me how the enemy gets us. thinking that we're so guilty of something or so horrible or so... Are you a child of the King or not?
Amen.
See, that you just got to get down to it. Who is your Father? Whose life did He give you? He that is born of God cannot sin. Now, I want to believe the Word of God, and I don't want to believe my conscience. I want to know who I am in Christ.
Amen.
Faith tells me that. Grace brings it to my life to understand that God, Your Son lives in me. I know that sin's in this flesh. I understand that very well. But I know the life that I now live is Christ liveth in me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I'm going to go up to camp by God's grace, and I'm going to ask, and I'm going to seek. And I know by God's grace, He will meet that. Because He's put a desire there. He's drawn our hearts to come up expecting from Him. And I do expect that there will be many that will find the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There will be many that find the Father that loveth at all times. How about many that have had a tragedy that might be going through one right now? You'll find the Comforter, praise God. That'll even give you joy in the sorrow. And as I say many, many times, really when I was about 13 years old, as the Lord filled me and continuing on and going on with Him, I remember that time where He said, "Son, will you even seek the very lover of your soul?" Yeah, you can find that. He's right there waiting for it. There's nothing more that He wants. God loves us. God loves us. And He knows exactly what we need. He knows exactly how to do it. And it's so precious to my heart that I don't know exactly how He does it. All I know is that that love of His is omnipresent.
Amen.
It's intimate with every one of us, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
It's so magnificent how God will just propose to your heart. But by God's grace, we need to be still and to let Him do His work. That man that I was driving in the car with, I'm so thankful that the time that we got to be together. I know there's a heart that wants the Lord and is desiring Him. But he's been so encouraged by many Christians to do, to work, to take things and out of your life and don't watch TV and don't do this and don't do that. Let me tell you something. Get the new wine. Get the new wine. I was telling him, I said, you know, you may have heard a lot of bad things about Pentecost, but it'll be the greatest thing in your life, receiving the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You receive power from up on high.
Amen.
Power, power, power. The Pentecostal power.
Amen.
Takes that wine and He fills it into our wonderful vessel that He's prepared. And all that dross just comes on out because it can't hang around when the wine comes in.
Right.
I'm so grateful for that rest. I'm so thankful, aren't you, by God's grace, that you know that it's Him? That you know that it's His working? You just breathe in the grace of God every breath. Lord, what are you going to do? It's fine. You have me still. That's fine. I'm going to school. That's fine. I'm employed or unemployed. That's fine. I know we can be anxious at times. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to stir things up to cause unrest. But even the Father said, "He that ceased from his own works enters into rest." And my rest. And the same rest that I saw as the Father, after I saw that it was all created, I saw it's my Son's. It's His. It's done. It's finished. The Lamb's going to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I'm just, again, beside myself in the love of God. But see, we have heard Him ourselves. And we need to listen to Him ourselves. There's only one thing. In one way that He deals right here, it's in His Word.
Right. Right.
Always know that. listen to His voice. It's right there in the Word of God. And one of the sweet evidences when we find ourselves really listening to Him, when we find Him for ourselves, we'll no longer just go through the motions, brothers and sisters. Mm-mm. We'll no longer just kind of think that it's this and it's that. The Spirit not just moving in your life, but the Spirit will move your life. Moving you to new heights of glory. Taking you into heart attitudes that will amaze you. Love that you've never, ever explored before. And I'll close with just a little testimony. This past couple weeks being on the East Coast, I thought it was so fitting. The Lord had me in many towns where a lot of history happened. A lot of history shaping, I guess, our nation. And hearing a lot about our forefathers. I don't have any of that blue blood in my natural being. My citizenship's in heaven anyways.
Amen.
But I was thankful to see that there's the testimony going forth that there were ones that came here that truly have freedom to worship. Praise the Lord. I also was appreciative that there were some that came here that didn't want to be under the Puritans and they came to party. You say, well, what do you mean you're thankful for that? Well, I'm just thankful that people were just being honest about a lot of things that happen in this country that, you know what? God knows. God knows. And it was so precious how some of those people that came to live riotously, God so sweetly touched. All right? Come on now. We got to get off of our pompous horse and start realizing it's the grace of God. God help us. But I was thankful to hear how they left family, they left familiar, they left civilization to freely worship. I was also so grateful to think of how this band of carpenters and scholars and farmers, they banded together to fight the world's greatest army at that time. It's pretty amazing. Shows you it wasn't them, it was God. But see, they heard something. Man wouldn't go do something like that unless they heard something. And they did. They heard Him for themselves. And when you hear the Lord for yourself, you cannot help but be moved by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You can't help it. He'll move you. And I think of the same thing today, brothers and sisters. Here we are. We're in a wilderness, and we are. We could be overwhelmed too in just a moment. Absolutely. But we've heard. And the one thing I know is that He indeed is the Christ. And He indeed is the Savior of the world. And I'm grateful to God that we come before Him sometimes, whether it's as this church body or in our homes. And we give Him thanks for our food. And we give Him thanks for our clothing and our homes and our families. God says, give me thanks for everything. But I'm learning the simplicity, just giving Him thanks that, Lord, I know You. Lord, I know You. Just let Him bring back the simplicity to your life. Lord, I am just thankful that I know You. I'm thankful, Lord, that I know that You love me. I'm thankful, Lord, that I know that there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. I know, Lord, that You love me so that You have a plan of love for me and a plan for me to grow up fully into every bit of that love. But it's only going to happen truly when we hear it for ourselves.
Right.
All right. As we go this week, if the Lord gives us this week, let's hear Him for ourselves. I rejoice in Christ in you, and Christ in me loves Christ in you, and Christ in you loves Christ in me.
Hallelujah.
And that's all it's about. I'm thankful if God's given you a sweet personality, a sweet face to look at. But the one thing I know, that if Christ in me is really going on, I'm just rejoicing in Christ in you.
Amen.
Let's go up there and hear Him for ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Arise and come on over. Come unto me. Come unto me. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the thanks, Lord, for your promises. Lord, we're thankful for every life here this morning. And God, we're thankful again that you've met us here with your word. The simplicity, Lord, the cookies that are on the shelf, help us just to enjoy it. Enjoy the Lord, Lord. Just to be happy in the Lord, Jesus. Thank you, God. Happy in this day, joyful in this day, because we know that you love us. Lord, don't let us be consumed with the things of this life. God, there's so many things pulling at folks today. But Lord, again, let us have that attentive ear. You said, my sheep know my voice. You're speaking to us clearly, and all we can hear is, I love you. 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 Lord, help us to respond. Help us to just let open the doors of our hearts. And to be grateful that the I Am is looking for a bride. God, help us to be readied. In Jesus' name, amen.